the Beatitudes from Matthew and the Psalms. Jesus sees the crowd on the mountain and goes to them. As the disciples gather, he begins to teach them, and we hear the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit and those who mourn, the meek, those who are hungry, and those thirsty for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, who are insulted, persecuted, and falsely accused of evil because of Jesus. You will receive all the gifts of heaven, comforted, fed, filled, and you will see God. Jesus is telling the people about being his followers. Jesus knows it is difficult to live a life in God's righteousness, but it will be okay when we do. Jesus wants us to be willing to stand for what is right and good according to the Father. If we are willing to be the light of the world, God will stand with us in Jesus Christ. If we can be salt of the earth, we will bring God's righteousness wherever we go. In this world, it is easy to blend into the crowd without notice. Being safe by hiding in the crowd when there are those who would oppose the gospel of Jesus Christ, Jesus would say we have lost our saltiness, or that we are hiding our light under a bushel basket. It is God's rightness, not our rightness, that Jesus is teaching here. In God's righteousness, we stand with Christ. In our righteousness, we stand with the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Jesus said he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. From Matthew 22, we hear Jesus questioned by the lawyer, testing Jesus. He asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" So Jesus responds, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus completes his comment to the lawyer with this statement, "All the laws and prophets hang on these two commandments." We are taught by Jesus to fulfill the law and the prophets by loving God and by loving our neighbor. The Beatitudes are not a new law. They are a statement of fact according to Jesus. Jesus said, "When we suffer, we will be comforted. When we are persecuted, we will be rewarded in heaven." Nothing on earth can separate us from God's love through Christ. And Jesus says, "Go and be salt to the earth. Speak well of others and share the good news of Jesus Christ. Let the light of God shine in your life wherever you go, so that the word of God spreads and others may learn to know God and come to the saving light of Jesus Christ. Do not lose your saltiness, so you are thrown out to be trampled by men. Be salt that brings change to those around you. Let God's righteousness be in you, so that your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, so you can enter the kingdom of heaven. It is God's righteousness that Jesus is teaching, not man's righteousness. Blessed are you when you see the open gate of God and share the good news with others. God came to live among us in word and in the flesh in order to open the gate of God's righteousness for all creation. Blessed are you if you hear the good news and share it with others. Let your light shine before men, that they will see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. This is God's righteousness, and God opens the gate to salvation through Jesus Christ, so we can be the salt and light to all people for the glory of God. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, your Son Jesus taught many things that helped people know how deeply you love humanity. Help us to live in your love so that we might be beacons of light for others. We pray these things in the open gate of your salvation, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.